Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Hi, Gianna.
Hi, Evgenia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A little bit nervous.
Well, come on. It's going to be easy and fun, especially fun. So just before we start, can you please briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Adriana. I'm currently in Hong Kong, where it's super steamy. And essentially, I've been in Asia for the past 10 years, working across product and marketing in companies such as HSBC, Swire, DFS, and a few others.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. I believe that right now living in Hong Kong will make our interview more fun, because I'm sure that you're going to have some stories. Okay, so right before we start, the first question would be, what is your ikigai? What is the reason you jump out of bed every morning?
Okay, I might get a little bit cheesy on that one, right? So I've been thinking about it. I think for me, every day is a little bit different, the reasons that I wake up. But the one common theme for me is I wake up for people. So people rather than material things. So my kind of mission or my ikigai right now in life is to better people's life around me, whether that be just one single person or millions of people. And I do that by selecting and working on meaningful projects, such as FAME, for example.
That is so nice to hear. That is actually awesome. I love people who dedicate them or their passion and everything to other people and helping to make this world better and everything. True inspiration. Okay, so the next one is going to be an interesting one. So if life were a movie, what character do you think you are and you associate yourself with?
Yeah, so first of all, nobody would ever cast me in a movie. Like, that's not going to happen. But if I had a choice, this is, I don't know how it's going to sound, but I would like to play Tony Stark in Iron Man. I know. So I think for a few reasons, his kind of sole mission in life is also to kind of, you know, save the world, but through technology and innovation. And I think that's pretty damn inspirational. And two, he is funny and he's incredibly confident and he just doesn't let absolutely anybody's opinion affect what he does. Yeah, Tony Stark.
That's a pretty big one. So in real life, like, you're already a movie star, do you look like, I mean, like in terms of character or like in terms of behavior with Tony Stark? Can you say that you're like the same open-minded?
Maybe Pepper, who's assisting Tony to be great, but actually she's the mastermind behind him.
Well, maybe. Every hero has a little hero next to him. Okay, so next question. In the hustle of things, which app allows you to be sane and structured, like that you use every day and it helps you with a day-to-day task and everything?
I mean, my phone is filled with apps, but I think essentially, like, on a weekly basis, my number one thing that I do is kind of meet as many people as possible, because I have about 4 to 5 different projects that are running consecutively. So the only way to kind of, number one app that I use every single day that I wake up is Google Calendar. Like, it's simple, but everything is kind of, by the hour, it's all recorded in Google Calendar. And then the second one is to kind of keep all of my tasks in place and kind of like all of the meeting notes from all of these meetings. I've just recently switched from Trello, which I know is, you know, huge for a lot of startups. I switched to Notion. So absolutely, absolutely love Notion. And then the other one, to kind of less more on the project management side of my life, but more like the sanity, I've recently like been subscribing to Sam Harris and I'm a huge fan. So that more I use for daily meditations.
That's interesting. What?
Have you tried it?
Not yet, actually. I've been I'm taking notes and I'm going to try different things, but especially what's interesting about the Trello and that you moved to it, because we are currently using Trello and I love this too, but we're always looking for something to upgrade to. So I'll take a note and I'll try something new. So taking account all your experience, if you could turn back time, what would you done? What would have you done differently at your first job or your first position?
Okay. My first thought is that I wouldn't change anything, but that'd be too easy to answer, right? So I think my first job that I actually got paid for was when I was 14, I think, and I was in Toronto doing a paper route around my neighborhood. And I wasn't very good at it. The paper never got there on time because I would spend way too much time kind of speaking to the older folks that would invite me over for like tea and cookies and tips. And the one thing that I kind of regret is not journaling some of their stories that they would tell me. Like, I just remember the feeling of like really enjoying sitting down and hearing their stories, but I don't remember the stories. So if I could change something, it'd be to go back and record those.
That is so nice. Well, actually, if it was those times, it was right now, you can have an awesome blog or vlog or something like that, or Instagram accounts, and I'm sure that you will have a lot of followers. That's interesting. But like when you said that you wouldn't change anything, that's like Tony Stark would say. So like, why not? Not easy, not big at all.
Only forward.
Okay. So what is the biggest leadership challenge that you had?
Yeah, there's been quite a lot, right? Especially being in Hong Kong over the past year and a bit. Just if I'm being frank, with protests and COVID on top of each other, it's definitely created significant challenges. So I think the number one thing that that I've been facing is kind of being more mindful as a manager and as a friend. So for me, learning how to become a therapist almost has been the one challenge. So I've essentially like over the past, more so even over the past 6 months with COVID, kind of have taken up a lot of reading around like cognitive behavioral science, right? So thinking truly like what motivates people to do certain things, how can I help them do better? And again, practicing mindfulness a little bit more. So that to me has been the biggest challenge and I'm still going for it. So essentially I want to be able to help the people in my team, but also the friends around me. So that's been kind of like, I guess, an important goal. That came out of the protests and COVID.
That is interesting. That's something that I didn't expect at all. But yes, this during these hard times, that is extremely challenging, and supporting people around and being around the people, especially during these difficult times, is the challenge. Okay, so talking about these challenges and difficult times, what are your predictions for this the new normal in this digital world 2.0?
Okay, digital world 2.0, the new norm. Does everybody say Zoom at this stage, just in the previous interviews? Like, tell me the truth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to avoid saying that. That's just the obvious tool. I think one of, again, like going back to behavior, I think the new norm will be that trust will become central to how we operate as a team. And again, as a leader and a manager. So again, traditionally last year, it was not necessarily in my team, but in other teams, what I've seen is that you have to be there visible from 9 to 5 in order for the manager to trust that you're actually doing your job, right? Obviously, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to have my Zoom open from 9 to 5, right? So I think trust is going to be such a central theme for kind of managers and teams to grasp to truly successfully operate. So that kind of is a theme. But what gives people trust, right? So I think the aside from Zoom, I'm not sure what other tools there are, but I think there is an opportunity that can truly help teams kind of address this issue. Another one that I can think of is, again, kind of trust and transparency. It's giving your team, so trust goes both ways. So giving your team access to business data, right? So business performance, something that is not super traditional and not super transparent to some of the teams, especially within a bank. I think that the importance of kind of, as your teams are working remotely, they need to understand how their actions are impacting the business. So giving them, again, access to business data or performance data will be very important. So one, you as a manager need to get comfortable with this and as a business. And the tool that I see kind of supporting this is probably Tableau, just because you can plug in all of these parts of, again, like of your business or even let's say marketing performance. I can check it on Tableau and my team always knows how are we performing. So yeah, I'd say a tool aside from Zoom might be Tableau, and the central theme around the new norm will be learning how to build trust.
I totally understand you. I do believe in the same things, and actually this is what the culture that we are trying to keep in Insider, because building trust is essential, because I mean right now if there is no trust, like how can you build together, how can you work as a team? And also our managers right now try to be as open as possible to share the performance data, everything, especially during this like COVID times, when we lose when we lost this day-to-day communication face-to-face, we need to have something in common that people see, like why their work is important, why it's essential, what they're doing, and it really helps to bring people together, and it actually itself builds trust, I believe so. So I totally agree with you.
I've got two more on this topic, just kind of popped into my head as you were speaking. Because you guys are all remote, right, on Insider?
We have different regions, but we're part of back to the office, but not fully yet.
I think something interesting is companies, like, again, obviously it's going to be, you know, the bigger tech boys like Google, Facebook, and so on. But what they've done is they've just kind of, do you know what? Everybody can just work from home till 2020. Some of them have even said, just work from home from 2021. I think that's kind of exhibiting true trust in your team. And another thing that I think might start becoming a new norm is kind of giving people the ability to take as many holidays as they want. I haven't seen this in a lot of companies, actually just, I think, two. One of them is Square in US, and then the other one is Kraken, the Bitcoin exchange platform. But what they do is, again, back to trust, they give you unlimited holidays. You do whatever you want as long as you're delivering. So I think that might also become kind of this, you know, one of the tactics of trust.
That's an interesting thing, and I will share this idea with my team. Okay, thank you.
Don't blame me.
Okay, so if we're going a bit back to your business, besides these general things, do you see any patterns or what's going to change in your industry? What is to change forever and like what is going to stay?
Yeah, it's a big question. I could probably talk about a lot of aspects of what I do. Because I could, one, talk about, I guess, payments, or I could also talk about marketing. So I'll focus on marketing because that's my forte. So in terms of the changes that I see permanently changing in the marketing industry, I think it's going to be, one, the emergence of digital channels as the go-to when you're creating your marketing strategy. So especially in Hong Kong and in Asia, I would say that predominantly traditional was always kind of the way you plan out your marketing strategy first, and then digital is kind of, you know, it supplements, but it wasn't digital first, traditional second. So I think this switch is now completely solidified in every marketer's minds that you plan digitally first and then traditional second. And there's a few other things that will change. So again, in terms of the digital channels, which are traditional channels, I think this is a personal opinion, and let's see what happens over the next, I think, 6 months. But I think that traditional channels, again, like we're talking billboards, right? They're gonna go for a massive one pricing shift, and maybe, I don't wanna say dying out, but unless they have loads of cash to maybe acquire digital channels or create digital channels, they're going to be struggling for survival. So I foresee pricing will change. So I think traditional offline channels will become cheaper, but online channels as a result will become more expensive and more competitive. Whereas, for example, last year when I was doing my marketing planning, right, it's way cheaper for me to acquire customers for a digital channel. I think that's not going to be the case anymore because everybody's now using Facebook and Instagram for ads, everybody. So the pricing will be interesting to watch in the next little while.
Okay, so let's make a deal. So we'll talk in the next 6 months and see if you're right or wrong. But I bet you're gonna be right. I agree with you. Okay, enough of business. Enough of what's going on to, over there. So I have a tricky question to you. Tell me one weird fact about you. But for everybody who is listening to us right now, just before we started, it was a surprise for me to know that Adriana perfectly speaks Russian, and we had a small chat in Russian. Привет.
Привет.
So besides that, is there anything else weird about you that you would like to share with us?
Can I switch the table and ask you first, and then I'll answer? I need like 1 minute.
Okay. What's weird about me? That might be not weird, but I would say cute. I'm working in a digital company. Everything is so digital, but for day-to-day tasks, I still use my old book where I keep in the notes. You're using calendar, and I'm using that one. So it's a bit weird. It's 2020. I'm working in digital, but I still like this old stuff. So
something about pen and paper. Cool. Sorry, I actually still need to answer it. Okay, this is weird-ish. So I think when I was growing up, a lot of my friends had like superstitions. That, you know, like, what is it? Don't walk under a ladder. Don't let a black cat cross your path. And there's only one that has stuck with me to this day. Oh, this is going to be embarrassing. This is getting recorded, right?
Yeah.
So if my friends are watching, you probably haven't noticed this, and I haven't told anybody, but it happens subconsciously. So if the two of us are walking down the street and there's a pole in the middle, I will be really weird about it, and I will follow you behind the pole, because if you split, that means that you're at a point in your life are not going to be friends anymore. So I do this a lot, and I catch myself doing it. I'm like, I'm not superstitious. Why did I just do that?
Adriana, you won't believe, but I do the same things. Like, I still believe in that. Yes, 29 years old, but I still do the same things. I follow my husband, like, if there's something in between us, like, no, I will. Yeah. I will so,
okay, I'm so happy. Thank you. I'm not here.
That is actually nice. That is extremely nice. Okay. So, as the last question for our session, what is your motto in life?
Okay. That one for me would have to be, I think, embrace curiosity. So I am a person that will try anything once, and if I like it, I'll try it twice. But yeah, that's mine. Pretty simple.
Yours. That's awesome. I didn't think of one, but during one of those one of the interviews that we had, one of the guests told me, like, his motto is, let's have a glass of wine. And I so much liked it. And it's like something like that. Like, everything that we do, we need to finish with something nice. And like, why not together, people around, and like, have a glass of wine together. So yeah, that would be for me.
Okay, I can subscribe to that life motto. Like, I'm coming over to Moscow, let's do this.
Okay, great, deal. Okay, so Adriana, thank you very much for being with us today. It was an awesome session. You're a great person, so I hope everybody liked it as well. And see you in the next sessions. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.